Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, November 25th, 2023. Today he is telling us to trust in ourselves and in our divine guidance, just as God does. God trusts you in every moment. Here in the non-physical realms, we watch with intense joy as humanity's collective awakening proceeds rapidly towards its magnificent divine conclusion. Your awakening, as you have been told so often, is absolutely assured. So release any doubts to which you may be clinging, or which may be arising unbidden to disturb or undermine your trust in God. All is well. God is with each one of you in every moment, because separation never happened and never could happen, because you are eternally in union with Mother, Father, God. Your eternal life, your life right now as you read or listen to this message, is being lived in the loving presence of your divine Creator. However, what you are experiencing as a life in form, with all the anxieties, fears, pain and suffering with which it presents you, is a pure and utterly unreal illusion. It is a state that you each chose, using your God-given and completely powerful free will, to experience. While you are in form, it does seem totally real, because that was your intent when you entered into it. And yes, it is presenting you with lessons and experiences that you have chosen to undergo for your own benefit and for the benefit of all those with whom you interact. And yes, you make mistakes, another aspect of being human, and you knew before incarnating that this too would happen. And the whole purpose of this exercise is to bring you back into mindful awareness that you are love and only love, just like your ever-loving Father. Again, all is well. Rejoice, because you are returning home. In other words, you are awakening from the dream, or terminating your intense focus on the game with which you have been engaged. And as you do so, all your fears, pain, and any sense of unworthiness will dissolve in the pure joy of knowing yourselves once more as one with Mother, Father, God. In union with God is where you always have and always will live, eternally and uninterruptedly. It is your true and only nature to be at one with, in union with, and yet live as a differentiated or individuated expression of Mother, Father, God, bringing you and her an inconceivable intensity of joy. If you will just allow yourselves to know and be consciously aware, as you always are deep within yourselves, that you are in every moment one with God, that love is your only nature, your only reality, you will discover that your one and only desire is to please your Heavenly Father, as He so perfectly supports and loves you in every moment. All your fear, doubt, anxiety, anger, resentment, and need to judge and blame others will just fall away. You will find yourselves living consciously aware of loving all with whom you interact in any manner at all. You will have no need to judge or blame anyone, as you recognize that you and all others are the perfect and utterly beloved children of God. You will recognize that those whose behaviors you would previously have judged and condemned, and whom you would therefore have wished to see punished, are all truly doing their best, that they are at present, just as you were a moment ago, utterly lost and convinced that the illusion is real. They are responding to the intense fear that they are experiencing, and which they are mostly denying, and thus allowing their egos to direct their attitudes and behaviors in order to keep them safe from their imagined enemies. You have no enemies, and this is so simply because all are one. Yes, to restrain those who would hurt and abuse others is fair, but it must be done compassionately and lovingly, with the understanding that they are living in and operating from an intense sense of fear and self-doubt. When your own little children are fearful, you comfort and protect them. Well, those adults who are in fear also need your comfort and protection. Protection from themselves and from those other fearful ones who would punish them. Love is the way, the only way to your awakening. Only love is real. As your conscious awareness of the reality of your true nature becomes ever more apparent to you, and as you more frequently reset your intent to be consistently mindful as you think, speak, or take action, you will find yourselves increasingly at peace as you accept more fully that you are, in every moment, precisely where you are meant to be, doing or being exactly what you incarnated for. Your self-acceptance will grow, and you will no longer be disturbed by thoughts about how others may judge you. Your increased knowingness of your divine uniqueness will provide you with complete faith that God trusts you in every moment, and knowing that, you will no longer feel any need to defend yourselves if others disagree with you. Any need to obey any kind of dogmatic rules and regulations, whether from political, scientific, governmental, military, business, or religious organizations, requiring everyone to hold the same views and beliefs as a prerequisite for acceptance in that society, will just dissolve as you come to trust yourselves in the certainty that the only guide you need is love, in which you are enveloped in every moment. When you take your essential daily quiet time, alone and one-on-one with Mother, Father, God in your holy inner sanctuaries, remind yourselves that it is God's will and yours that you be incarnate as a human at this moment. Your presence on earth now is essential and divinely meaningful. You are precisely where you now are, physically, to beautifully and most competently assist in humanity's awakening. You chose to be here out of love and compassion, having made a very courageous choice to do so, knowing full well that you too would suffer an intense amnesia, and thus be often, and maybe for a very long time, totally forgetting of your true purpose on earth. You did know, however, that despite the human life commitments for which you were likely to become responsible, you would eventually come to awareness of the true meaning of your life on earth at this time, and that you would be divinely guided to follow it perfectly, even though you would at times be distracted by events and relationship issues that would arise in your daily human lives. So I confirm for you that each and every one of you is exactly where you need to be and chose to be to magnificently assist in the collective awakening. Trust in God's love and guidance in every moment. Trust your own divine intuition as you live your daily lives and be at peace even when others may not be. Being at peace comforts and supports others, and this is your divine purpose in which you are fully and most competently engaged. Your loving brother, Jesus.